Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Living Better in San Diego. I'm Vicki Pepper. The holidays are supposed to be the most wonderful time of the year, so the last thing we'd want is for them to turn tragic. The American Red Cross states that nearly 47,000 fires occur during the winter holidays, claiming over 500 lives and causing more than 2,200 injuries and costing $550 million in property damage. Here to discuss some holiday safety tips with me is Aris Papadopoulos, a renowned resilience expert and author of Resilience, the Ultimate Sustainability. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me on your program.
Tell us about the Resilience Action Fund and why you are such an expert in resilience.
Well, I'm a veteran of the construction industry. I spent more than 25 years involved in all different types of construction. And I'm also a 9/11 survivor, so that kind of left an impact on me that I had some role to play in helping people avoid disasters from hazards. And after I retired 5 years ago, I felt that my calling was to help the public better understand what they could do in their homes and communities to protect themselves from fires, hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, etc. That's why I started the Nonprofit Resilience Action Fund, wrote the book, Resilience, the Ultimate Sustainability. It's also an audio book, and that became the inspiration for a PBS documentary that's called Built to Last.
How do most holiday accidents occur?
Well, basically, during the holidays, we have a lot more electrical connections. We're connecting all sorts of decorations, let's say, that are lit, et cetera. We also, a lot of us enjoy candles. But being winter in many places, we also have heaters and radiators working all at the same time. On top of that, we may be using our fireplaces and fire pits outdoors. And in addition to that, we're spending a lot more time cooking, so we're using our kitchen ovens and tops even more. So all these can be potential sources of starting a fire.
What are some of the mistakes that people make during the holidays that could start a fire?
Well, there's a lot of little things, because you don't know what might start the fire. I would suggest that people, for example, unhook, let's say, all their lights and lit decorations when they leave the house or when they go to sleep at night. Yes, it's nice to have the house lit through the night, but I think we can all enjoy it during the normal hours that we're awake. So, you know, take things off. I mean, make sure that somebody, one person at least, goes around making sure that any candles, any fires that we may have started in the fireplace or outdoors are fully extinguished. Then it comes down to what we buy for our decorations, the type of tree we select, if we're putting up a tree. I like to suggest to people, unless you're in love with having a natural tree, a nice fire retardant, artificial or metallic tree can just be as pretty. But if you are going to have a real tree, make sure it's fresh, that its needles are green and not easily broken, and that it's kept moist by giving it plenty of water. So I think that's a starting point. Make sure that your decorations and the tree itself are at least 3 feet away from any heat sources like fireplace, radiators, portable heaters, candles. Never put lit candles on your tree. I'm very strong against that. A lot of fires start from those things. And in the kitchen particularly, you know, make sure what you place close to your stovetop, keep the wooden utensils, the oven mitts, the paper bags, packaging and towels, et cetera, some distance at least a foot away from your stovetop. So those those are some kind of off-the-top suggestions.
What would you say is the most dangerous item in our home during the holidays?
I'd say anything that's a lit flame can definitely start a fire very easily. So knocking down a candle, a fireplace that does not have a screen protection in front of it and sends a spark, let's say, off to something flammable, can easily start a fire. So I definitely would recommend, make sure that your smoke alarms are working. But also, I suggest to people, buy a few of these home fire extinguishers and, keep one in the living room, one in the kitchen, and one somewhere close to the bedrooms, and show everybody how to use them. They're quite inexpensive and easy to use.
I've been speaking with Aris Papadopoulos, renowned resilience expert and author of Resilience, the Ultimate Sustainability, about holiday safety tips. Is there anything else you want us to know?
Well, I know in California you have had many seasons, let's say, of wildfires. I think one of the things people should try to do is prioritize when they do home improvements, and many people during this COVID period are focused on kind of improving their homes and households. Let's try to prioritize things that will make our homes safer and stronger. And with fire particularly, I think if you're replacing the roof, make sure it's a fire-resistant roof. If you're redoing the siding of the house, why not use a fire-resistant siding like a fiber cement board? And if you're looking to buy or build a house, why not pick a home that's built with, let's say, less combustible construction materials? So all of these things can really help in the long term.
And where can we get more information on that? And also, how can we get your book?
You can find my book on Amazon, on Audible, and also on my website where there's additional information. The website is buildingresilient.com. There's also a nice little consumer quiz there where you can test your resilience skills. So it's a quick, like a two-minute quiz, but it kind of invites people to read more and learn more about resilience to all types of hazards.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Vicki. Happy holidays to you and to everybody in your area.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.